Hoo boy, how are things going in Iran? Let me get that Wall Street Journal article up. Okay, here we go. The big funny is happening, boys. Sorry about the formatting. The Pentagon is moving additional Marines and warships to the Middle East as Iran steps up its attacks on the Strait of Hormuz, according to three U.S. officials. Pete Hegseth has approved a request from U.S. Central Command, responsible for American forces in the Middle East, for an element of an amphibious ready group and attached Marine expeditionary unit, typically consisting of several warships and 5,000 Marines and sailors, the officials said. The initial reporting said that it looked like 2,500 Marines were approved to deployment to the Middle East. It looks like it's doubled since I last checked. So that's pretty cool. They all got plus one. Yeah, well, your title's lies. Yeah, it seems so. It seems that they're really ramping things up. This is being done because it... I'm trying to think of how to structure this, okay? So... it seems, somehow, and I don't know how this is possible because I have consistently underestimated the intelligence of the Trump administration and still somehow been wrong. So, pulling from a CNN article, top Trump officials acknowledged to lawmakers during recent classified briefings they did not plan for the possibility of Iran closing the strait in response to strikes. It's unthinkable. I don't even have a pithy, funny thing to say about it. It's actually insane. This is like the main thing they would do. It's the number one thing. They've said it for decades. We knew about this. We had mine sweeping ships in the region for this exact reason. I don't know how this is possible. And I really do not have a high opinion of the administration. So, yeah. Yes. Stupidity knows no bounds. Okay, but normally that's like a euphemism. Like it does know some bounds. It's supposed to know some bounds. Whatever. Anyway, following the realization that we got into this war without thinking that Iran would do the number one obvious thing that Iran would do, we have determined that the only way to keep Iran from closing the Strait of Hormuz would be an amphibious invasion of their coastline. And I think that's what we're preparing to do. There is a very real possibility that we are about to invade Iran's coastline to try to occupy it and prevent them from protecting the strait. Here are some problems with that, if you don't mind me just laying a few out. So, for one, a significant amount of the damage that Iran can do to the strait. Here, let me pull up the map. Live UA map, Iran. Let me pull up the map. So, here's what's being proposed. Here is the Iranian coast along the Persian Gulf. You might notice that it's very, very, very long, like 300, 400 miles. I don't know exactly. It's pretty long. It's pretty big. Here's the Strait of Hormuz. The shipping lane through the strait is not very wide, only a couple of miles, really, which means that this is a particularly vulnerable point. That is why that is the choke point. That is the concern. Okay. So I want you to imagine how much coastline the Marines would have to hold in order for them to protect the strait. Problem number one, a significant amount of the threat posed to oil tankers in the Gulf is not from anything happening to them right here in the strait, but rather from drones and missile strikes, which, how exactly would Marines occupying this coast fix that? Like, we already have anti-air installations on this side of the Gulf. Now, imagine if is the plan for us to invade and hold this entire coastline, which is, again, this whole coastline is like longer than the length of the California coastline. Okay? Like, just remember what we're talking about here. we're talking about a coastline that is larger than like Normandy is a tiny little we're talking about an obscene length of coastline, greater than France, certainly, all over here in the Persian Gulf, and somehow this is meant to deter drone and missile strikes in the Gulf. The only thing that it would really stop, assuming we could hold it, would be Iran's ability to mine the strait with boats. That is the main thing it could stop. Because Iran right now has the ability to send out little boats and drop mines into the strait. Now, you can still deploy mines via the air. So the boats are only one potential thing you can do. There's also the logistical impossibility of holding this entire coastline. It is, and I'm being clear, I want to be serious here, impossible. It is not possible. We could, not just 5,000 Marines, we could send 50,000 and not hold this coastline. It is a massive fucking coastline. Okay? And to give you guys an idea of the terrain that we'd be up against, and none of this is like armchair general stuff, this is what we seem to be preparing to do. In no uncertain terms, it has been made clear that we cannot hold the Strait of Hormuz, we cannot hold the Gulf safe without an amphibious invasion of the Iranian coastline. Let's bring up the map. Google Maps, please. I'm not a robot? Okay. Fucking DDoS protection on Google Maps, all right. So as a keen reminder of the terrain that we're looking at here, okay, we're talking about a narrow, shallow coastline, very shallow, and then immediately the mountains. Immediately. We're talking like, oh, the beach we're landing on is like a little dune over here. We're landing on a shallow little strait of sand, and then immediately we enter the mountains. It runs along almost the entire coastline. There are mountains everywhere. It is the most unassailable terrain maybe ever. I can't think. It is God's wall, okay? God has fortified the Holy Land against Western devils. Like, Jesus Christ, look at this. Beach, mountain. I have three buddies that all got deployment orders and been told to leave within, be ready to leave within days. I got an email from somebody who said that they knew somebody who'd been given deployment orders as well. There's a very real possibility that we're doing this. During the Iraq-Iran war in the 1980s, both sides had 1 million men holding a line that was about 20% longer than this. Yeah. This is a stock photo of the exact area that you're looking at. What are you sending me? What am I looking at? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Persian Gulf waterfront. Enjoy your amphibious landing, boys. Gallipoli all over again. There's just no way around this, okay? The only terrain we could possibly hope to take would be this island, which we've said we want to take, and maybe a couple of their cities, because at least there we would be able to concentrate the fighting in an urban environment, and drone and missile strike their civilians, which we love doing, because we love killing people. We love killing people! Go America. Wouldn't holding the ports be enough? No. Because even if you're only holding the ports, you only need like a little fisher boat to bring mines out. Like, you, literally, the only thing that you need to start laying mines in the strait is a little putt-putt boat. Like, you can just bring a mine out there and then drop it. It depends on the exact type of mine, but it's pretty easy. You could do it with a rowboat? Yeah, though I wouldn't. This is apparently what we're planning to do. I love your phrase, classification of vehicles. I was just imagining the boat in Resident Evil 4. That's why I said putt-putt boat. You know what I mean. Hegseth was denying there are even mines in the Strait of Hormuz. Hegseth has been saying lots of cool stuff lately. Lots and lots and lots of cool stuff.
Any mines?
The Force, absolutely.
Has Iran placed any mines right since the war started? Is Iran placing new mines?
We've heard them talk about it, just like you've reported recklessly and wildly about it. But we have no clear evidence. We have no clear evidence.
This was the same press conference where Hegseth was asked a question about the conflict, and he said in response, CNN, you always ask fake news questions. Can't wait for the Ellisons to buy out your network. In case you're wondering where we're at, like civilizationally, the Secretary of Defense.
That.
Thank you, right sir. Mr. Secretary, given everything the U.S. have accomplished in the last 24 hours, as of today, how do you define success?
No, this was the winning quote from the press conference.
The only thing prohibiting transit in the Straits right now is Iran shooting at shipping. It is open for transit should Iran not do that.
Well, there you have it, boys. Here's the clip of that CNN thing. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yet some in this crew, in the press, just can't stop. Allow me to make a few suggestions. People look up at the TV and they see banners, they see headlines. I used to be in that business. And I know that everything is written intentionally. For example, a banner or a headline, Mideast War Intensifies, splashing on the screen the last couple of days, alongside visuals of civilian or energy targets that Iran has hit, because that's what they do. What should the banner read instead?
Projection.
How about Iran increasingly desperate? Because they are. They know it, and so do you, if it can be admitted. Or more fake news from CNN. Reports that the Trump administration underestimated the Iran war's impact on the Strait of Hormuz. Patently,
this press conference happened right after Trump officials admitted to lawmakers privately that they didn't consider that Iran might close the Strait of Hormuz. They had a private briefing of Congress where they admitted they didn't think that was a possibility. This press conference happened less than 24 hours after that briefing.
Ridiculous, of course. For decades, Iran has threatened shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This is always what they do, hold the Strait hostage. CNN doesn't think we thought of that. It's a fundamentally unserious report. The sooner David Ellison takes over that network, the better. Another example of a fake headline
that
I saw yesterday. War widening. Here's a real headline for you for an actual patriotic press. How about Iran shrinking, going underground? See, you see, Iran's leaders are hiding in bunkers and moving into civilian areas. The only thing that is widening is our advantage.
You're not supposed to say that out loud, lol. Yeah, but we haven't really had a democracy for a long time. Honestly, the media now is being less complicit to the administration than they were back with October 7th or Iraq or Vietnam. I kind of appreciate Hegseth just straightforwardly. We collaborate with the media owned by oligarchs to lie to you. Like, I appreciate him being honest, I guess. Preferable to the alternative, maybe? How is this supposed to make us look strong? He sounds like a whiny baby. I don't know. I do not know what mental illness makes conservative men think this looks strong. I don't get it at all. I genuinely don't. They're the whiniest people on earth. All they do is complain nonstop. That's all Trump does. He sounds like a fucking caricature, you know? I have no idea why. At any rate, because we're kind of talking around the point, it seems like we are preparing Marines for an amphibious invasion of the Iranian coastline. If this happens, it is very possible that this becomes another forever war. It very well may turn into one. 12 C-17s inbound from Ramstein Airport? Really? How realistic do you see a draft being? 0% chance of a draft. C-17s... Ramstein. Do you have an article on that, on their departure, or do you at least have the relevant tracking data from the airlines? It might turn into a forever war. You said you supported it, though? Supported what? TBH, there's not enough Marines for that. There's only 5,000 Marines, which is barely enough to hold one island. You need tens or even hundreds of thousands? No, for sure. But, like, that is what they seem to be doing. The most they could really stand to do here is invade the island of Karg, but what do they get if they do that, you know? Our goal is to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, which right now seems to be permanently closed. Not permanently, but, like, there's nothing we can do to stop it from being closed. At Vosh, I've constantly underestimated how stupid the admin is. Anyway, 0% chance of a draft. Come on, man. Stop making this about you. I promise you, as a Westoid, you're under threat, but it's not from the draft. The draft is not on the table, okay? Stop. People insistent they're going to be drafted. You're not. And you know what? If you are, you can make fun of me in the days you have before your deployment, okay? I don't think you understand what drafting would entail. It's not happening. We lost another 7 soldiers. They shot down a plane in which we had no parachutes because we removed them for weight reduction. They were too expensive. Are you referring to the KC-135 Stratotanker? Our Air Force lost a ship. It seems that Iran actually shot it down. Now, the Pentagon is saying that it wasn't shot down. They're saying that it just did that on its own. I'm not joking. It's saying that it was lost neither to Iranian nor friendly fire. That's not a joke. They're actually saying that. They're actually saying it just did that on its own. That a KC-135 Stratotanker just decided to do that for fun. It's possible that Iraqi resistance used a 358 or 359 anti-air missile. God bless. Two KCs collided? I heard it was a collision while refueling. There's a video?
35 refueling aircraft went down in friendly airspace in western Iraq, that it was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire, and rescue efforts are ongoing. All as Iran is unleashing new...
Okay, no, this is just video. This is video of the tanker blowing up. That's not from the plane. So wait, where... Refueling plane crashed. It said earlier two aircraft were involved and that one landed safely. I don't know if they crashed. I'm not sure. Here's the tracking data on the C-17. How many? Well, this allows me to see one of them, but it said that, what, there were 12 heading out? Not that many for an invasion. But we already have a bunch in the region. Here's what the second plane's tail is supposed to look like versus what it was when it landed in Israel. Interesting. So you're saying that there were two planes involved, and the one that made it back to base had some damaged tail? That could have been a mid-air collision. Whatever the case, it doesn't matter. Praise Allah for the more American devils dead. We're so fucking evil. The more money we burn on this. Touch that stove. Touch that stove. I'm not personally worried about the draft myself, but I do wonder what prevents it from happening. Because politically, the Trump administration has gotten to do what it wants through unfettered executive authority, but essentially no cultural or broader civic participation. Or in other words, like, Trump has not managed to make any of his zeal contagious, not even to Republicans. Republicans talk a big game, but they don't want to go out there and do anything either. Even ICE agents, who you think would be the most ideologically polarized people serving the Trump administration, need to be paid a fuck ton of money as an incentive to do the work they're doing. Do you think the brown shirts needed a pay incentive? No. Real fascist brown shirts would be doing that shit for free. They would spend their own money to do it. But no, ICE agents, massive cowards all, need a thick paycheck to even consider doing basic grunt work for the admin. If they tried to do a draft, everyone would ignore it. There's no real way for the president to do it on his own, for one. And for two, even if he tried to do it, everyone would ignore it. Nobody would go for it. Absolutely not. Also, the Pentagon doesn't want it, okay? The president has never been this unpopular and this uncredible. How do you think these military bases would respond to a sudden influx of extremely anti-Trump draftees? It's not like it was during the Vietnam War, where there was still this, like, big Red Scare culture of group participation in the War of Civilizations between us and the Soviet Union. So every commanding officer would get fragged in their outhouse like day one. It's not... The Pentagon understands this. They know this. The last time we did a draft, it was bad for morale, it was bad for operational effectiveness, and it would be 10 times worse now. I'm just telling you guys, like, it's not, I really don't think it's going to happen. What's the rebuttal to you supporting conscription? Huh? What do you mean? Those are all logical reasons. What would stop them from trying, though? I don't think I can provide an answer that would satisfy you. You overestimate their intelligence? Dog, it's not about their intelligence, man. The Republicans in the Senate haven't even removed the filibuster. It's like the fact that the president seems to be able to do whatever he wants doesn't actually mean he can do whatever he wants. There's a difference. There are things that he can't do. Is this going to be like when Hassan thought Russia wouldn't invade Ukraine, then it happened a day later? No, because I thought Russia was going to invade Ukraine, and then they did, and I was right then, and I'm right now. Now quit arguing. Go into the fucking politics streamer minds for 7 years, and once you're out, you can talk to me, all right? Come back in 10 years. Total U.S. empire collapse. Well, that might still be happening. I'm going to get drafted, parentheses, I live in Israel. Sorry about that. Yeah, you might get drafted. Isn't this more like he physically can't, it wouldn't work, instead of he's not allowed to? It's that everything is working against him here. Nobody wants it. Nobody would benefit from it. He can't do it legally, and he can't do it logistically or practically. Like, on no level can he, there's no, it would require, like, the mass participation of society. It would require, like, we're talking about, like, every American household getting visited by soldiers demanding people get dragged over to a historically unpopular, but it's not going to happen. You know what? If it does, then it's good for us, because it would be so unpopular, it would probably collapse the presidency. They hit the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Yeah, apparently they hit an Israeli data center, and people are saying there are now fewer bots active on Twitter, which is funny. I don't know if it's true, but I choose to believe it. I'm very comfortable believing the reason the internet is bad now is like 50% because of Israel. At least 50%. Israel's main stock exchange in Tel Aviv completely destroyed by Iran's missiles? Maybe. This is probably footage from the Syrian civil war. They also literally just don't need a draft. Yeah, that's also part of it. I just think people are trying to make it about them, you know? I'm be real. Somebody could say anything to me about Israel that's negative and I believe it on its face. You should. Russia could not get away with a second wave of mobilization. America's not nearly nihilistic enough to allow the draft. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, boots on the ground. Let's go. We'll see how it goes. I still can't believe that this is where we're going. The Japan-based USS Tripoli and its attached Marines are now headed for the Middle East, two of the officials said. Marines are already in the Middle East supporting the Iran operation, the officials said. 5,000 Marines and sailors. Well, we'll see.